And good afternoon, Saints of God. You are on the Spirit Love Ministries prayer line. We are so happy that you have decided to join us today. And we pray that that your prayer requests will be answered, whether they have been sent to me or not. We are going to intercede for our community and for our congregation and for our ministry and for those that may be suffering any kind of drawback, whether that be physical, mental, emotional. We will cover those prayers. But again, this is Minister Eileen, and generally what we do is, as we have our prayer, we kind of do a little exhortation, just a little introduction of a topic, because it's always good, no matter what you do, to infuse the Word of God into the things that you are doing. So we are going to take a few moments to do that, and then we will go into intercessory prayer. And today I'd like to take a little look at the prayer of Jabez. And I know we're praying, and we're praying for a lot of different things. But, you know, the prayer of Jabez is a very interesting prayer. And many people don't necessarily look at the whole context of the prayer of Jabez. And the prayer of Jabez, if you have your Bibles and you want to go to it, it's in First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And Jabez cried out to God of Israel, "Oh, that you might bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Now, that's an interesting prayer, because we talk a little bit about, we've been talking about the promises and the covenants of God and all the things that he provides for us. And here's Jabez crying out to the Lord and asking him to bless him. Why does he want him to enlarge his territory is a good question we need to be looking at. But he also says, "Let your hand be with me to guide me, to lead me, to keep me from hurt, harm, and danger." And that's something that we have to remember, that as we embark upon things and ask God upon things, that some of the things we need to make sure that we incorporate into our prayer life. And one of those is to make sure that we ask God to be with us and to guide us and to lead us. And that's one of the things that we've been talking about with respect to 2020 and 2020 vision, that, you know, we need to embrace the fact that we need God. We need him for everything that we are getting ready to do. So let's take a closer look really quickly at the prayer of Jabez and some of the things that Jabez was really crying out to God. And he was crying out, and he acknowledges that God is the Lordship and the head over his life, because he says that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. He is crying out to God and saying, "Listen, Lord, I know that I can come to you and acknowledge you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that you will hearken unto me." So, you know, there's a lot of people that say they don't know how to pray or they're afraid to pray. But one of the first things you need to do is to acknowledge God and who he is. That is even said in the Lord's Prayer, that as you start out by first letting God know that you know and you acknowledge him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Jabez says, "Bless me." And he doesn't only recognize that God is God and God all by himself. He acknowledges that all the blessings come from God above and him alone. And sometimes, you know, you're chasing things that are broken promises and blessings. Some of these things try to entice you into the world and chasing after things that aren't necessary necessarily in the plan and purpose of God for our lives. And when we do that, we stray away and we get off course, off balance, and we don't do the things that we are called to do. So Jabez right here is saying he is asking for prosperity, but he's acknowledging that it's not by his own strength, not by his own might, that he will prosper, that it is only by God that can prosper us. So, you know, when we pray, we also need to make sure that we're fully invested in the blessings of God, that we believe them, and that we acknowledge that it is him that blesses, and that we can't do anything without him. And then he says, multiply my territory. Now, a lot of people think of that as Jabez referring to physical land, when you multiply your territory. And it could be physical land. It could be physical land. But if you look a little bit at things around Jabez at that time, you know that he was not merely speaking in terms of wealth and prosperity, but in terms of impacting the kingdom of God. He wanted his spiritual territory to increase as well as his physical territory. And he wanted to claim and reclaim some of the things that Satan had taken away. And so when we pray and we're asking God to multiply our territory, we're also need to be asking him to do it through me. Multiply the things that you would have me to do, so that things that you would provide to me so I can do your will and purpose, that you will provide all of my needs according to your glory in heaven, and that if you ask me to do something, I know that you will provide what I need to do it. So when we're praying to God and we're asking for multiplication, we should also be asking him to do more through me, to help me to do more of what you have planned and purpose, and that is the salvation of the world is the primary one, but there are other plans and purposes that he has for your life. So with that, I'm going to say we're going to go into prayer, and I didn't get any specific prayer requests, but I am going to be lifting up a number of things. And Father, we thank you, praise you, and glorify you, because you're God, and you're God all by yourself. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you have endowed us with special gifts and talents that you want us to use in your kingdom, O God. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we move into 2020 and through 2020, that we will continue to seek your face and continue to make sure that we are doing the things that you want us to do, and that we will have the strength and the energy to do it, because we know your word says that if you faint not, things will come to pass, that you need to stay bold and on the wall and continue without ceasing. And so we're praying, O Heavenly Father, that you give us a mind to do that in the name of Jesus. We say right now in the name of Jesus that we will continue to be on the pathway to do the things that you have called us to do. And oh God, we ask that and seek and knock that you would increase our territory, increase our ability to do what you have called us to do, increase what you have, the plans and purposes that you have for our lives. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus for increase for the plans and programs that we are undertaking at Spirit Love Ministries, oh God. Continue to give us 2020 vision to know which direction we should go in, to know which things we should embrace and which things we need to let go of. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would send the workers in that need to be there to help to complete the plan and purpose that you have, and that is to reach the poor, to help the downtrodden, to undergird our children, to help our community to grow, to help our elderly, oh God. we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would send the workers, oh God, because we know that the field is ripe, but the workers are few. So we're saying right now, decreeing and declaring that you shall send everything that's going to be needed for us to accomplish the purpose and plan that you have for Spirit Love Ministries. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus for favor. Favor, your favor, oh God, that it shall be around your people, oh Heavenly Father, that you shall provide them with all the things that they need, that we pray for a closer walk with you, oh God, and that we do the things that are pleasing in your sight, oh God. We thank you and praise you and glorify you, oh God, that your light shall lead us, your pathway shall be bright unto us, and we shall not be lured off path and off course by the devourer who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We thank you and praise you, oh God, for protection over the coronavirus, oh God. For those that are affected, oh God, we say right now in the name of Jesus that healing is the children's bread and that they shall be healed in the name of Jesus. We ask your protection around those that have not contracted the disease, oh Heavenly Father. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that the virus shall be stopped. And those families who have lost loved ones, oh God, we cover them. Cover them in the name of Jesus. Give them comfort now, knowing that that this virus took them out, but understanding that everything is in the plan and purpose of you, oh God. And if it was your will to heal them, they would be healed. So it was his will to call them home to him. So we thank you and praise you that they shall not suffer anymore. They will not have high fevers. They will not not experience headaches and coughing and loss of breath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for anyone that is sick, oh God, that is suffering with any kind of disease, whether that be cancer, oh God, high blood pressure. It is under your command to lower it in the name of Jesus. Open those blood vessels that blood shall flow freely and shall not cause the blood pressure to rise. We pray for any heart disease, oh God. We say right now in the name of Jesus that the heart shall beat in the way that you have had it and ordained it to do. Any kind of blood disease, oh Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you would cleanse it with your cleansing power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would wash it clean in the name of Jesus. Anyone that's experiencing emotional problems, oh God, we say step into that situation, oh God. Just give them shalom, peace. And let them look towards you, O God, for strength and energy and for all the things that they need to overcome those emotional barriers for them, O God. We pray right now for the funeral services for Lottie DeBody today, O Heavenly Father. We lift up her family and her friends and all of the people that she was close to. And she, we know that she loved you, and we know that she is in the care of you, and she shall not suffer anymore. We pray right now for any unspoken prayers, oh God, those things that people have on their hearts that they have not sent to be prayed for specifically. They can whisper them up to you in the name of Jesus, and we know that you shall hearken unto them. We pray right now for our children, oh God. We pray your loving arms of protection around them in the name of Jesus. We lift those that have strayed away, oh God, those that may have mental, physical, or addictions, oh Heavenly Father. We say right now in the name of Jesus that you would wipe them clean out of their system, oh God, that they shall be renewed in you, oh God, that they will see you in another light, that they will come to you crying, oh God, I want to be in the ark of safety. We pray for Stephanie Moore, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that she is covered and her baby is covered in the name of Jesus. We pray for Tiffany Adams, oh God. We just lift her up in the name of Jesus. We pray for her and her three children, oh God. We pray that she is safe and she is sound, and that no hurt, harm, and danger shall come upon her in the name of Jesus. We pray for Andre Provost, oh God. We say right now in the name of Jesus that he and his son are covered, and that he will come to be a better man in you, O God, in all aspects of his life. That is his desire for you. We pray for Gary Greer, O God, and his sister. We undergird him, O God, as he is going to be traveling in the name of Jesus, that he will have traveling mercies back and forth to California, as well as all of the other members of his band in the name of Jesus. We cover Giselle in the name of Jesus. We give her shalom peace as she has lost her father. We pray right now for Dora Taylor, and we say right now that COPD is not above the name of Jesus. We cover her in the name of Jesus. We pray for Andrew, oh God, and his child, his son, oh God, he's in his 20s, he's a young man, oh God, and we're praying right now in the name of Jesus that he has a closer walk with you. We're covering Bianca Adams in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you and praising you for her. We say right now that she shall be able to take care of her mom. I know that that is on her heart. We pray right now for Don Ray and his family, oh God. We cover him in the name of Jesus that he shall be strong. We cover Linwood in the name of Jesus, that he shall, his sleep disorder shall fall away from him. We pray right now for Kenesia Hope, oh God. We pray that she has two children, that she will be able to take care of them. We understand she's jobless, oh God. So we pray that blessings will flow into her bosom in the name of Jesus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for Monique Chambers, who's praying for a better job, oh God. We say that a door shall be opened unto her and that she will find exactly what she needs in a job. We pray for Michael Roberts and his daughter, oh God. We say that whatever that demon is that is causing him to get alcohol to take him over in the name of Jesus, we say it needs to dry up in the name of Jesus and leave his body. We do the same for Jasmine Johnson, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for James Cullerton, oh God. We say right now in the name of Jesus that he has had favor in the courtroom, oh God, and that he shall step back into the ark of safety. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for Rita Saunders, oh God. We lift her up in the name of Jesus and her marriage in the name of Jesus. We also lift up Isaiah Lewis. We say right now in the name of Jesus that he shall have a heart to come back, oh God, to come back into the church, that he will have a heart to look towards you, the author and finisher of his faith. We pray for Tania Patrick, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she shall make sure that she does what she needs to do to make sure that her son grows up, oh God. Cover her mind, oh God. Let her be in the right mind and let her know what she needs to do in order to move forward in her life. We say that she shall, in the name of Jesus, get her high school diploma. We thank you and praise you, oh God. We say right now that these prayers have gone up to you, and we believe that you will answer them in the name of Jesus. So we continue to pray the prayer of Jabez that you will increase our territory and that you will allow us to do the things that you have called us to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. We thank you for being on the prayer line. We pray that you will be on the prayer line on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 to 12:15. We look forward to getting prayer requests from you that we might be able to lift them up to stand on the wall for those individuals. So we thank you. We praise you. Daddy, we praise you, we thank you, and we thank all that are on the prayer line, and we say bye-bye for now.